streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's Independence Day. It's 4th of July. We welcome you in live in Los Angeles. I'm back. Alex Curry joining. It's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Took a little siesta, went down to Turks and Caicos and hang out with my kids in the sun. I'm back. I'm ready to go. A lot of things unraveled or were created in my time away.
Just a few things happened while you were gone, but you came back glowing. You literally walked in, you got the tan, you can tell you're relaxed. Just what you needed.
Well, it's good to be here and good to see you as always. Joy will be back in a week. So I saw a headline this morning, the weirdness of Kevin Durant leaving. I don't think there's anything weird about leaving Brooklyn in that tire fire. I think it's weird that he left the Warriors and Steph Curry. Now I'd leave Brooklyn. Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, that ownership, young head coach. I don't think there's anything weird about it at all. Kevin's a hard guy to figure out. I'm not a psychologist. I'll let somebody else do the work there. But he's a superstar, and in the NBA, superstars make demands, and they get their way all the time. And so he's going to get traded. Of course, we all know the best place to go. I mean, in terms of the best team where you'd win the most games, it's Golden State, the champs. They won before him. They won with him. They won after him. That's the best place to go. They have the most assets easily. They could make a deal this morning. James Wiseman, Andrew Wiggins, Jordan Poole, guard, wing, big. And the Nets would be off and running and fun to watch. They could rebuild their team one way, one deal. That's it. Phoenix and Miami can't make that deal. But KD left Steph Curry. Never felt loved. Could he go back? I would. I said this with Baker Mayfield. I'll say it with Kevin Durant. Winning solves virtually everything. Winning in sports is like money to a lot of people. If I told you your commute was going to be 2 times longer, but you could make 3 times as much, Most of you would suck it up and do it. You win in sports, Baker Mayfield going back to Cleveland or Kevin Durant going back to Golden State. The laughs are longer. The snide comments go away. It's more fun. There's a lot of plane trips. It's a lot more fun with trophies in your hand making those plane flights. He's looking, Kevin's looking for the perfect place to land. It doesn't exist. Oh, wait, it does. Golden State, owner, GM. He was there before. Familiarity, winning, culture, Steph Curry. It's the perfect spot. But I don't think he'd go because he's prickly and he's sensitive and he'd get pushback. All public figures get pushback. It's called social media. But Kevin's more sensitive to it. Would Golden State take him? Well, Marcus Thompson, the person I trust most covering the Warriors, says Golden State has contacted Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson. They are in the loop, and they've been told KD's a possibility. I would do it if it was a steal. Wiseman for Wiggins, Wiseman, Wiggins for KD. I would do it tomorrow. But KD's a lot of work. KD is older now. He's had a few more injuries now. I'm not selling the farm to get KD. I'm not a desperate franchise. In fact, and everybody knows this, Kevin Durant needs Golden State far more than Golden State needs Kevin Durant, and he knows it, and I don't think he likes that. This is the place to go, right? Like, they won before you, they won with you, they won after you. You're an enhancer. They're not building around you. I don't know if he can handle it, but it's the place to go. Kevin Durant to Golden State, the odds in Vegas would dramatically change tomorrow as probably the biggest favorite since he last got there, or Kobe Shaq. He goes to Miami, he goes to Phoenix. I'm not sure they're favorites. They're better. I'm not sure they're favorites. But I don't think he's got the stomach for it. I don't think Kevin Durant has the stomach to get the pushback. He just signed a four-year deal. He's going to be 34 years old. It's probably the last big deal. And I always think professional athletes should leave on top. The John Elway style, the Derek Jeter style. You could argue, you know, you win that last championship in the NBA, LeBron, bubble, Los Angeles. You could have signed off right there. Warriors will make this deal if it's a screaming deal. If it's Wiseman, Wiggins, no draft picks, no Jordan Poole. They'll make that deal. I don't think he could stomach it. But I'll give him credit for this. If you make a mistake in life, don't grab a shovel and keep on digging. Like, get out of it. Move on. He's a superstar. They have the ability to do that in this professional league. So for that, I give Kevin Durant credit. But I would not sell the farm for him. I saw this morning, they're reporting in Phoenix. Phoenix would like him. They're not giving up the farm for him. Folks, injuries, age, he's hard to wrap kind of your arms around. He doesn't like that. He makes sudden impulsive moves. I mean, he left Golden State. We were like, what? He left Brooklyn. People said, what? I'm not building my franchise around that. It can enhance it, but it can't be the soul of the team, and I'm not giving you all my assets. I know it sounds crazy, right, because he's so good. But Phoenix today won't, Golden State won't, and I don't think Pat Riley and Miami would. Okay, so you know I love college football. I think it surprised a lot of people that USC and UCLA joined the Big Ten. I was not surprised USC joined the Big Ten. I was surprised UCLA went for it. USC has been unhappy for years. The Pac-12 does not create the revenue they need. When they got Lincoln Riley, they sold him on big things are happening. USC has been unhappy for years. They've considered selling their games to a network, so they almost have an independent TV deal. They've thought about going independent. I've talked to their athletic director multiple times in the last years. They weren't happy. They felt they were treated no better than Washington State in their own conference, and USC and UCLA are almost half the revenue, the TV revenue for the conference. So here's five questions I hear. What about the Pac-12? Well, it was dead 5 years ago. That's somebody else's problem. Will Big Ten football and Big Ten schools add other schools? I've been told Notre Dame, they would add. They're not interested in anybody beyond that. Notre Dame adds the kind of value, financial value, that would be worth splitting the pot a little more. What about all the travel? Well, it's bad for Olympic sports, but it's actually easiest for football. USC and UCLA will play their out-of-conference games to start the season in September at home. And then they'll have their 10 conference games, five on the road, maybe an occasional back-to-back. I also hear this. What about the weather? Time out. I've been to Madison, Wisconsin and Ann Arbor in the fall. I've actually been to both in late October, early November. It's beautiful. 90% of Big Ten football games are finished by November 16th. And there's any realistic belief going forward is that USC and UCLA some years will play their last conference game of the year at home. So they won't even be in the Midwest past November 16th. December, January, February get icy, windy, cold, and slushy every day in the Midwest. Mid-November, they'll be able to handle a 42-degree day with a little wind. I also hear this. Lincoln Riley must be upset. No, when they pitched him, and I know everybody on that call, when they pitched him on coming to USC, they said, we're having the Olympics in this city. We have Super Bowls in this city. Be aware that we're going to take moonshots here. We're going big. Big. Folks, once Texas, Oklahoma decided to go to the SEC, what are you going to sit around and do if you're the Big Ten or USC? USC is a top 7-6-5-4 brand of all time. What are you going to do? Some of you would be bad business people. I mean, seriously, tradition, Rose Bowl, 7 years of attendance and ratings declines. College football has a big game problem. I'll give you an example. Over the Labor Day weekend, I counted this morning, there's about 95 college football games. There are exactly two that you have to watch. Oregon, Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State. 95 games, two I have to watch. The following weekend, there's over 95 games, and there's exactly one game you have to watch. Alabama, Texas. Every single weekend in the NFL, there may be a single game, usually the Jaguars or the Texans, I don't want to watch. Outside of that, everything is consumable. College football is a litany of ugly, unwatchable, blowout, uneven games. USC and UCLA to the Big Ten solves a lot of that problem. What's it going to look like in 10 years? Who knows and who cares? College football's got a today problem. The NFL's getting bigger. College football feels smaller and more southern and more insular. This is good for Fox. It's good for USC and UCLA. It's good for college football. Oh, some of you are so beholden to 1934 and 54 and 74 and 88 and 97. The Rose Bowl has not felt as big since the college football playoff began. I remember years and years ago, I grew up on the Rose Bowl, watching Vince Young and Texas play Michigan in the Rose Bowl. And I remember it was one of the great Rose Bowls of all time. It was like 35-34. And I remember thinking, you don't have to have the Big Ten and the Pac-12. I couldn't remember a Rose Bowl that was that good. In fact, the best game I've ever seen collegiately live was, USC-Texas. Now, it was for the national championship, but it was in Pasadena. What does it matter? Give me the best teams and the best coaches and the best rosters and the best players and jam them in two or three conferences. Winners all around. What about the Pac-12? What about it? USC made $30 million a year from their TV contract. They'll make $70 to $75 million first year in the Big Ten. And when Big Ten football renegotiates, they'll make over $100 million. I'm sorry. It was a no-brainer for both the Bruins and the Trojans. All right. Kyrie Irving and the Lakers. Also, as you know, on Monday, 50 minutes from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, at the top of next hour, been gone a while, real good, and plenty of both.
Mic check. If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture. The that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, the story that has unfolded, don't forget in 40 minutes where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, top of hour number two. LeBron James reportedly wants the Lakers to add Kyrie Irving. Kyrie is in Los Angeles, and I wouldn't be shocked if he and LeBron have connected. LeBron reportedly is very interested in having him on the team. So let's start with this. For even the best basketball players in the world in my life, winning championships is really hard. It was hard for Jerry West. Karl Malone never won a ring. Either did Stockton or Charles Barkley. It was hard for Wilt. Michael Jordan took a physical beating, retired twice. Magic retired early. Bird retired early. He fell apart physically, did Larry. It's hard. D-Wade, he needed multiple stars to help him. LeBron, Bosch, Shaq. I believe LeBron is out of the title business. I don't think the Lakers, from the executive space to the ownership space to the roster space currently, I don't think they have championship material, even with Kyrie Irving. They don't. But he makes them interesting and relevant. And LeBron, I think, is a smart enough player that he knows that even with Kyrie and AD, can you trust either physically? Can you trust Kyrie emotionally?
Can LeBron trust his body? He's averaging 55 games a year the last 3 years. I don't think it's a championship team. But LeBron, at this point, wants to remain relevant. Chasing Kareem's scoring title? That's relevant. Potentially playing with his son? That's relevant. Making the playoffs the next 3 years? That's relevant. You can't get there. LeBron's got plenty of great basketball left. You can't get there with Westbrook. And I'll give you an example. So LeBron is one of the great passers, maybe second to Magic Johnson I've ever seen, at driving and distributing. Those great passes, Westbrook misses that shot. Kyrie hits it. It's great statistically for you. Kyrie and LeBron are fun to watch and will be discussed. Even the star-focused media in the NBA checked out on Westbrook and LeBron. And I also think LeBron and AD and Kyrie, you can talk yourself into that team winning a title, though I wouldn't trust them. Nobody really in the building, including Darvin Ham, the new coach, thinks AD, LeBron, and Westbrook is a championship team. Literally, Westbrook can't play off the ball and can't shoot, has no self-awareness, does not defend, and won't listen. You're not going anywhere with Westbrook. I don't think the Lakers are in the championship window anymore. But I do think, with Kyrie Irving, they're in the playoff business again, and they're in the relevant business again. And when you have a brand as big as Duke or Notre Dame or the Yankees or the Braves or Ohio State football, Kentucky basketball, or the Lakers, you can't not make the tournament. You got to be relevant. It's embarrassing. You have so many geographical, so many historic, so many, in the Lakers' case, Mediterranean weather advantages. You got to make the playoffs. You got to be in the discussion in May and June. And so I think Kyrie, with all the issues, is a no doubt about it, slam dunk move. I think LeBron wants it. I think Kyrie wants it. And once again, an athlete, a pro athlete, I know you watch cable news. Nobody wants to live in Los Angeles. But I think once again, it's a pro athlete that has a choice and they're interested in Los Angeles, even when the team isn't right. Alex with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, all the talk surrounding the Nets have been about Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving leaving Ben Simmons as the odd man out. And last week, just before Durant's trade request news dropped, Simmons posted a picture on his Instagram story of himself in front of his Nets locker room with the caption, "Feeling incredible." But now he's taking a different approach on social media, and he has actually deactivated his entire Instagram account. Now, you have to imagine, Ben Simmons is not feeling great right now. He forced his way out of Philly to go play with this new big three with the Nets. And the moment you get there, KD wants out, Kyrie signed, but he's already got one foot out the door. And Ben Simmons has been very open, especially last season, about his mental health struggles.
Right.
So, personally, getting off social media, I think this is probably the best thing for him. There's not going to be any positivity coming his way. But it's a big sign. They did not think he was good enough or big enough to make it happen with the Nets.
Yeah, I mean, people can complain about Kyrie Irving, and I certainly have. But Kyrie is not, he's still, if you look at statistically, Kyrie is still elite. And he's not eroding as a player. Now, is he always available? Ben Simmons, I mean, has not only plateaued, but the NBA people I trust that I've talked to, they don't want him near their franchise.
No.
So there's a reason he's in Brooklyn. Brooklyn tends to be a desperate franchise. But, I don't know. I think one of the things in sports is, even if a player is limited, I like to know what I have.
Mm-hmm.
With Ben Simmons, I have no idea today what I have.
And think about KD. You already have one teammate, Kyrie. Missed majority of last season. You can't have two. Can't have two of your top three players be unreliable.
Yep.
So I think that was probably the final piece of breaking up this new big three. But let's move on, because it's going to be an important offseason for the Lakers trying to improve their rosters with limited cap space flexibility. And Jeannie Buss got fans buzzing with her latest tweet last night. It started as a simple post about missing Kobe Bryant, but it also seemed to be sending out a hidden message. She tweeted, "I miss KB. He would understand and explain everything that I'm not allowed to. Honestly, he was the greatest Laker ever. He understood team over self, meaning your reward would come if you value team goals over your own, then everything else would fall into place. All can reply." Now, this can be interpreted in so many different ways, and there's obviously a lot of different levels. when I first read this, obviously first a love letter to Kobe Bryant, but then I took it as a shot to LeBron James and Magic Johnson. LeBron for the Westbrook situation, and then Magic for bailing on the front office. But then also another layer, it could be a message to Kyrie that if this trade goes through, you come here, it has to be about the team and not yourself. And
yeah, I don't think it's a shot at LeBron. I don't. I think Jeannie's too smart to do that at this point. I think it's more of a message to potential Lakers. I mean, because let's just say the Kyrie deal happened in the middle of our show tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, and everybody would explode.
Yeah.
And the argument is, when healthy, LeBron, Kyrie, and AD are three of the top 10 players in the league.
Yeah.
Only Golden State would have that kind of talent. Now, they don't have Golden State's coaching or bench or culture or executive suite. So that stuff.
Yeah.
But the talent would take the Lakers from unwatchable to a top four team in the NBA tomorrow. And so with that, if the deal happened today, the expectations are massive.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is Jeannie doing, in my opinion, she's setting the table up saying, listen, if this thing happens, just know it's going to be about team, not self. Because just think if the deal was done today.
Yeah.
The explosion, the story for the next 48 hours, it's going to be all love and it's amazing. And she's trying to temper it and saying it's all about team, not self. And I don't think it's a shot at LeBron. I don't.
I mean, they had a pretty shaky relationship towards the end of last. We don't know, but from the two camps with all the stories that were coming out, LeBron, ownership, front office, I don't know. It's a cryptic tweet. It can be taken a lot of different ways, but hopefully, as a Laker fan, I'm hoping it's for the future and they get Kyrie. All right, switching gears. All eyes are on the 49ers to see how Trey Lance performs in his first season as a team starter. There have been plenty of questions this offseason about how ready Lance is to take over the job, but Jerry Rice has total confidence in Lance's abilities. Rice said, Trey Lance, I think he's ready to go, and I think he's incredible because he has that one aspect that Jimmy doesn't have, and that's the threat of running with the ball and stuff like that. So his mobility, his strong arm, and this guy, he's before his time. He's a young kid, but he's very experienced, and I think he's ready to go. Now, when you were gone, we got a report from Peter Schrager that he's actually winning the locker room. Trey Lance is.
All right.
And so the teammates are starting to buy in, follow him, and he is stepping up as that leader. I think what really helped is Jimmy G not being at minicamp or OTAs. He didn't have that veteran to fall back on, and he was forced into that leadership role. And what we're hearing and what we're seeing is that everyone's finally on board.
Yeah, it's almost unfair to Trey Lance.
Yeah.
If Jimmy Garoppolo's this good-looking alpha who tends to have sort of guy qualities, every guy liked him. Many of his best friends were in the locker room. And if he's hovering over Trey Lance, you have no shot to win the room.
No.
So to me, I've always thought the Niners, don't get greedy. You gave up a second round pick and got a quarterback that won 70% of his starts, got you to multiple conference championship games. I believe, didn't he get you? He got one or two conference champion. He got you to two conference championship games and led Mahomes in the fourth quarter at one point in the Super Bowl. So I would get Jimmy out of the room. I'd take a fifth round pick and maybe an interior old lineman. I don't think it's a knock on Trey Lance. If a popular person is in the room, and you're only starting one quarterback, until that popular person leaves the room, you can't own it. It's not possible.
No.
Good stuff. Alex for the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So I always find this interesting. And this is where I disagree. I separate from a lot of NBA fans. NBA fans think talent makes you a franchise player. I'm not building my franchise around John Wall, Russell Westbrook. They're talented. There's a big difference. It's not about talent. That's not it. Talent matters. But Steph Curry is reliable and fairly egoless and plays well with others. That's a franchise guy. So I was thinking about Kevin Durant this morning. Kevin Durant's great. But when he was with Golden State, two titles, MVP twice, and there was no question in the NBA. The two best players were considered to be LeBron and KD. That was not arguable. In fact, many of you, I wasn't one of them, but many of you believe KD was better than LeBron. And I've always thought LeBron's has been the most valuable player for 15 straight years in the league. Everything about LeBron, his distribution, his defense, his coaching, his intelligence, his dependability physically. I think LeBron's the better. Now, there are nights KD's better, and there are stretches KD's better, and KD's a better shot maker, usually, especially from distance. But to me, LeBron's always been the guy day in and day out. But I think what's happened to Kevin Durant, I feel like the NBA right now is becoming a league, and I'm just talking about your top 15 stars, of franchise builders and franchise enhancers. And the second one's where KD is at. Giannis, the best player in the league by most, you build your franchise around him. He's dependable emotionally, productive-wise, physically. And he's not going anywhere. Steph Curry, I can build my franchise around. Luka is the game's next great scorer for the next 15 years. Those are franchise builders. I'm a build around them. I believe Kevin Durant, because of his quirkiness, has become Kawhi Leonard and Anthony Davis. He's a franchise enhancer. I'm not selling the farm for them. Now, that's why Golden State and Kevin Durant worked, because he was a free agent. He was a cherry on top. You didn't have to give up the farm to get him. To get him now, I don't think Golden State should give up the farm. He's not somebody I'm going to build around. It was still Steph Curry's team when he was there. He's a franchise enhancer. He's AD and he's Kawhi. He's got titles. He's the cherry on top. But emotionally, physically, I'm not building my franchise around him. And that's the difference between my opinion on the NBA and 90% of fans. They look at your triple-double and think, I'm building around. Westbrook has no self-awareness. You can't build around Russell Westbrook. I said this when he was winning the MVP. You can't build around that. He doesn't make other players better. He's hard to coach. He plays one way. He can't play off ball. John Wall, similarly, great talent. Going to be a Hall of Famer, probably. I'm not going to build around him. You got to be dependable emotionally, dependable physically. Are you coachable? Do you have multiple ways to beat me? Can you play on ball? Can you play off ball? Are you good in crisis? That's why James Harden's a guy I can't build around. He's too quirky. He's too weird. It's okay. I don't believe in the word normal, but the closer you can get to normal in personality, like Luka and Giannis and Steph, the more willing I am to build around you. And I think KD at this point is all these moves. I mean, leaving Golden State, frankly, was really bad judgment. And then pulling out of Brooklyn after 3 days earlier saying, I love it here and I'm happy here and it's all good here, is I can't build around him. That's why Phoenix this morning has come out. There are reports inside the building in Phoenix, and I'll read you. The Suns are very interested. They're not going to gut the team for him. That's John Gambadoro. There's no movement. Brooklyn wants a haul and a half for Durant, and they're in total control of the situation. They determine where he goes, not KD or Phoenix. The Suns are interested, but they don't want to gut the team. And by the way, this is why KD worked with the Warriors. They did not have to gut the team. He was a free agent. So, and this is not a shot at KD, but that's the downside to constant mobility and like Kawhi Leonard's personality. He's not healthy. He doesn't talk. He's not verbal. He doesn't elevate others. He can elevate the team briefly. I always said with Kawhi Leonard, he was great in San Antonio because the culture was already there. And he was great in Toronto because they already had a great coach and a great culture. The minute he goes to the Clippers and you're building around Kawhi Leonard, it doesn't work. He's not that kind of personality. And by the way, that's Kyrie Irving. When he was in Cleveland before LeBron, nobody liked him. He wasn't dependable. You build around LeBron, and then is Kyrie a series enhancer? A team enhancer? Absolutely. Boston tried to build around Kyrie. Didn't work. Duke tried to build around him for a year. Played 8 games. Didn't work. Cleveland tried it. Didn't work. So don't confuse talent with franchise guy. There's very few players in this league I would just pay the max money, always trust it. They're always there. They're grown-ups. I can bring them into the office and yell at them or coach them up. I can be tough on them in front of other people. They've got a confidence. that it doesn't go into the absurd or delusional. But I think KD's moved into that. He's an enhancer. He's not a guy I'm going to build around. And so if I was Phoenix, I wouldn't give up the franchise. If I was Miami, I wouldn't give up the whole franchise. If I was Golden State, I'd take him if you give him to me for Wiggins and Wiseman. But I'm not going to give you four draft picks and Jordan Poole and Wiseman and Wiggins. I'm not doing it. They won without him. I'm not doing it. And that's probably seen as a shot at KD. It's not. But that's the downside to being the, you know, the quirky and the wanderer and the independent. It's like, if I've said this with Aaron Rodgers, is he doesn't have a three-year contract with the Packers. He's got 3 1-year contracts. The Packers admit that. Brady, I know where he's at. For 20 years, I know he's working in the offseason. That's the downside to being the artist and the wanderer and the intellect and the independent person. I'm not building around you. You can enhance me. I'm not giving up my franchise for you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying, tears, crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlansport.com. That's ProPlansport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Pacific.
Happy 4th of July. Thanks so much for choosing us. Top of next hour, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong on a Monday. I was just talking to a buddy the other day. He goes, I love when you bring Bucher on because he's got all that insight on the Warriors. He knows them very, very well. And we bring Rick Bucher on, Fox Sports NBA guy. So we both know Marcus Thompson. He reported that, you know, Steph, Clay, Draymond have been given a heads up on, you know, the Kevin Durant stuff. They've communicated with him. I do think I do believe if you gave him a screaming deal and I could do Wiseman and Wiggins, you'd have to explore it. You'd have to look at it. But I don't think,
sure.
I'm not blowing up the franchise. I'm not giving you Moody, Wiseman, I'm not doing that. Where do you think the Warriors and KD, Rick, in your opinion, are at this moment?
The Warriors would explore this. There's no question. They don't leave any door closed. Even after the relationship went sour with Kevin Durant, but it went sour on KD's end of things. It's not as if the Warriors didn't want him back and didn't want to continue, but you're right. It's like, where's the price point? But this really is a non-starter because it, as has been reported, initially in terms of the interest, yes, the interest is from the Warriors side of things. But Kevin Durant is not looking for a reunion with the Golden State Warriors. And while certainly there's no trade clause in his deal, the Nets aren't sending him to a place that he doesn't want to go. So would the Warriors explore it? Yes. Is there possibly the best deal that could be made coming from the Warriors for Kevin Durant for the Nets? Yes. But the chances of it happening are highly, highly unlikely because you'd have to convince Kevin Durant that he should break bread once again with the Golden State Warriors. And I don't see that relationship being resoldered on KD's end of things.
So where works? Is there I don't think Miami is equipped to they could give you enough in return because they're not giving up right. Jimmy Butler. And I don't want Tyler Hero.
Right.
And Bam's not a true scorer. So, I mean, who's equipped to make this work, in your opinion?
Boston is the ideal spot because they have the requisite talent to give up and still be solid. They have the culture and they're one step away. And that is also appealing. Miami is too for the same reason. And I throw Phoenix in there as well. It's going to a place that needs that last piece, much like Golden State looked when KD came on board, except for one important distinction. Warriors had already won a championship. So the argument could be made and was made in hindsight that, well, they would have won even if they hadn't gotten KD. Boston, Miami, and Phoenix being on the doorstep, they all offer the idea that we couldn't win a championship and KD could walk in and be the closing piece. But if I look at the Boston Celtics, everything that they have in terms of culture, coaching, and most important, being able to give up a little bit of talent and still be able to play. Now, Miami, to your point, I don't know that they can make that deal. Phoenix, I'm concerned about where Chris Paul is health-wise.
Yeah.
I would say the same for Kyle Lowry with Miami. Boston, for the most part, is a very – all their important pieces are young or
yeah.
in their prime.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So you could flip a Jason Tatum and a yeah. Derek White and a couple of future picks and still be whole and still have your culture.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, you know, I was saying this, people confuse talent with franchise player. There's some guys that are just talented. I would never build my franchise, even in his prime, around James Harden. He wasn't trustable. But I think he's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer. Same with Westbrook. I felt that even when he won the MVP. I'm like, it's just he plays one way, head down. He's going to age poorly. He can't shoot. But he's a great statistical player. And I said, you know, 3 years with Kevin Durant, two strange moves. Leaving Golden State was strange. And then suddenly bailing on Brooklyn's odd is that I feel like he's more in the AD Kawhi class now. He's a franchise enhancer. Giannis I'll build around. Steph I'll build around. Lucas I'll build around. I'll still build around Jason Tatum. But it's not all talent to me. And I think there's a quirkiness with Kevin Durant that he's more now. Have basketball, will travel. 28 points a game, will travel. I think he's more enhancer than franchise player to me. Your thoughts?
What Kevin Durant is unpredictable. He's a great player, but he's unpredictable. And to your point, I don't know that I want to build around someone who is unpredictable. Oklahoma City did a great job of, first of all, containing everything that went on in Oklahoma City. But those of us who have covered KD and the league since he was in OKC knows that this was always an element to him. There's a saying, anytime you talk to GMs around the league or executives or you're sources in terms of trying to find out what's going to happen with KD. They're like, who did he talk to last? Because that's going to be the influencer on what he's thinking in the moment. And when you don't have an independent thinker, if you have somebody who is always influenced by the last influence, then it makes it very tricky to predict exactly what they're thinking or what they're going to do. But both Oklahoma City and the Golden State Warriors were very good at being able to contain everything that was going on. And so it didn't get out to the level that we're seeing with the Brooklyn Nets, because the Brooklyn Nets simply don't have that kind of infrastructure to be able to contain it. So I'm with you. And this is the challenge with Kevin Durant, because I respect everything about him as a player, how he's developed himself as a player. But it's that unpredictable person side of him where I can see it's very challenging to try to build something that's sustainable with him as the centerpiece.
So Kyrie Irving, Jeannie Buss had a tweet. I don't think it was a shot at LeBron. I think she was sort of setting the table up for Kyrie Irving. What do you make of Kyrie to the Lakers? I think it's fascinating. I'll watch it. What do you make of it?
Well, those around the Lakers that I know agree with you that this was just a matter of setting the table for Kyrie coming in. Kyrie's already in L.A. Now, he's worked out here before, but indicators I'm getting is that he's here and he's not leaving, and eventually that deal is going to get done. It troubles me that Jeannie would tweet this, because it makes her look weak in looking at, I wish Kobe was here. I wish there was someone that could say what I can't. It's, you're the owner of this team. You're the leader of this franchise. Don't give anyone the impression that there's something that you can't do, or that you're not able, that this is a situation that that you can't solve, that you wish that Kobe was here to solve. Well, Kobe's not here. You are. It's your responsibility. And in general, things that are this complex, I don't like anybody. I don't think it serves anybody to be tweeting subliminal messages, but certainly not the owner of a franchise as storied as the Los Angeles Lakers with where they are. Now, the problem is because this can be interpreted in many ways, but the heart of it is I have a selfish team and we need to eradicate some of that selfishness. Now, is it a shot at LeBron? Is it a shot at Russ Westbrook? Who's it a shot at? It's a shot at somebody, subliminally. And not knowing that is the scattergun that an owner or anybody, quite honestly, in a position of authority can't afford to have. So I wish I could tell you exactly who it's aimed at. I just, in reading it, it's aimed at somebody. Something is the, and I would, in one respect, I believe it's aimed at her fan base and Lakers fans to say, I'm not happy with where we are. And I wish that Kobe was here to explain what it is that I'm not happy about.
Rick Bucher, happy 4th. Have a great day with your fam. Good seeing you, man.
Happy 4th. Figuring out what KD's going to do is almost as hard as figuring out where Colin's going to be next. But I can't wait to find out.
World traveler. Good seeing you, my man. Yeah, it was. I was actually flying back with my family. We took the kids and the kids' friends, and I got a call at 8 in the morning Eastern time, because Turks and Caicos is on Eastern time.
Yeah.
There's going to be a major Big Ten announcement, and here's what it is. And so I was cutting video in a small airport on an island, telling people, don't run this video for a long time. And it's I've said this before. I like change. I like new stuff. I get bored easily. It's my personality. I can remember years and years ago when I lived in Connecticut, I had a neighbor, and he collected clocks. And so I went down. We were over at his house once. He goes, come on downstairs and look at my clocks. And he had like 6,000 clocks. And I thought to myself, there's nothing in the world that interests me less than collecting clocks. But he was a collector, and he loved baseball, and he loved the history. And he, you know, from the way he dressed, the way he collected, he wasn't exactly a culture setter.
No.
But there are people out there in America, they take great comfort in tradition. and they take great comfort. They go to the same school their dad did, and their kids will go to the same school, and it's the same drive to work, and we can't mock these people. They love America, they love the country, and they're very comfortable in tradition. But sports is changing. We see it with a LIV Tour and PGA.
It's good.
Well, it is for me. I'm comfortable. Not everybody is. Colin Wright, Colin Wrong next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.